I have not watched the second one. I've got it, but I do have to. I do have to preface this whole conversation with I am not watching fucking movies.
Right.
I don't like movies in general. Like, no. Yeah. I don't like movies. And I don't like movies.
And I don't like them.
Did you have another point?
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Two Guys with Rating Goals. I'm Mikey, and this is Adam, and every Friday we bring you a conversational podcast where one of us brings a topic to this table, and we discuss it for your enjoyment.
Sure.
If you like that, you can head on over to YouTube.com, which you should be watching this on.
Yeah.
You can head over to Patreon.com/2GuysRaging. You can hit us up on Twitter at Two Guys Raging. You can hit us up on Facebook at Two Guys with Raging Goals.
Yes, sir.
Find us anywhere. You can find us on any platform that podcasts are available: iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Google Play is kind of tricky to find us on, by the way.
Really? Like,
well, it's not tricky to find us. Let me clarify that. Okay. It's tricky to find fucking podcasts on there.
No, it is.
Yeah,
it is. Because I can't remember what happened. Well. Do you have it on your phone? Was it difficult to find from your phone?
Yeah. So like, okay. You go into
because you can access the Google, you can access the Google Play Music app from iPhone.
Ah.
So I download
that's
it.
That's some fucked up shit.
But like, there are certain things that you can't access, like podcasts. You can't access there, and I assume it's because iTunes has their own onboard.
Yeah. That makes sense. Well, and like, you would think having Android, it would just be your automatic like podcast thing,
and it's not.
But they don't have that built in. Maybe because the podcast thing is new for them.
Yeah,
because
it is fairly new.
You can't go into like when you open up Google Play.
Uh huh.
You can get your apps.
Yep.
Your music.
Yep.
And some other Google Plus bullshit.
Yeah, there's like more. Yeah. Whatever the more is. Yeah.
But you can't, there's no like podcast tab.
Yeah.
You have to go into Google Music and then like, oh, there's books in there too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you go into like music, isn't podcast like a genre?
Yes.
As opposed to being like.
Yeah, so then you have to find that genre and then it opens up Google Podcasts. And then you can find your podcast. But you can't just like go into even Google Play, search TV.
You cannot search. Yeah. No. Yeah. Their search function fucking
and it's Google
sucks.
You're the best search engine in the world. Yeah. Why the fuck don't you work?
Nope.
I feel that way about it at Target too, because we use Google for all of our search stuff, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you fucking work better? I type in something and it's like, you didn't put an S on the end of that.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah, that was the craziest I remember. Yeah.
Fucking no. Bullshit. All right, Adam. So, we got a lot to cover today.
We got a lot to cover. Yeah, for sure. I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
So
we just started this episode.
Yeah, I know. I'm crazy. We're going to talk about 2017. The year of the nerd continues.
Boom.
So...
Last year was huge.
Yeah. Huge.
Huge.
I feel like we talked about this last, maybe not last year.
No, we did. Kind of. We talked about it last March or April because we talked about it with T-Dale.
Oh, how perfect. Here we are.
And here we are. Yeah.
Here we are again. I'll just put a picture of Tom.
We just
right
like
here.
Fucking like loop. Just, continuous loop.
Him,
it's like fucking groundhog.
Right here. Fucking fireballs and shit. I can't wait to work with that shit.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I feel like
yes,
Year of the Nerd continues, right?
Yeah.
So last year we had some great stuff.
Oh yeah.
But this year, I just feel like it's already been batshit crazy.
Yes.
So we had Power Rangers come out.
Which I have not seen yet.
You haven't seen it?
No.
I haven't, but like, I'm not a big Power Rangers geek.
Like, I am a fucking huge Power Rangers fan, and I have not seen that movie yet, and it is eating me alive.
You crazy? So, Power Rangers.
Yes.
We had Logan.
Yeah.
I have a whole fucking list of shit here, of shit that's already come out. Just great content stuff coming out. Lego Batman came out. In video games, we've had Breath of the Wild, which is
The Switch.
Yeah, the Switch.
The fucking launch. Switch of like, all things.
Like, nerddom is king right now. And then we
did
just
Pokemon Sun and Moon come out this year, or was that the end of last year?
That was the end of last year.
Okay,
that was like November of last year. And then. Star Wars Celebration is going on right now. We just got a new Star Wars teaser trailer.
Yes.
About a week ago, we got the Thor Ragnarok trailer.
Yes. Which I'm really excited about. I really want to talk about that.
Yes, we will quite talk bit, in yes. depth here.
Yes.
OMG.
But all of these things, right? OMG. Like, it's amazing. And so, like, there's been great video games. Like, I haven't gotten to play Horizon or Zelda, but, like... Yeah. I trust the people who
have played them. Yeah, like, the people yeah. I know who have played those games and talk about them.
Fucking
like,
amazing.
Yep, I believe you.
Mass Effect came out, like, and that's gotten kind of shitty reviews, but, like, fucking, it's a good game. I'm playing it. I like it.
Yeah.
Just an amazing, amazing time
yeah.
to be alive.
Oh, absolutely.
Just fucking phenomenal, people. So... Yes. So, okay, let's dive in a little bit. We'll talk about, like, what's coming, too, because, like, the year ain't near over yet.
Yeah, no.
But, okay, Thor Ragnarok trailer. The teaser trailer.
Okay, so I've got a lot to say about this, and I had no idea how excited I was going to be about this.
Me either.
Okay.
Super so, fair.
Okay, so, about 5 years ago... I was surfing Netflix.
Oh, God.
Netflix.
I didn't know where this was going.
And I found this thing called Planet Hulk. Do you remember seeing that ever, like, in your queue or in your suggested videos?
Yes.
It's like an animated film.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's called Planet Hulk.
Yes.
Okay. So, that film talks about how... the Hulk might get to a different planet.
Yeah.
And then become a gladiator on a different planet.
Yeah, yeah. And he, like, stays as the Hulk. Like,
yeah,
Hulk
and it, but it's yeah, yeah. but it's fucking crazy because, like, he, like, gains control of his power. It's fucking amazing. But the really cool thing is, in the Thor Ragnarok trailer, like... Thor's helmet is
that fucking like
reminiscent of got like
the fucking old the school shit. Yeah,
and like it is very, very Planet Hulk.
Yeah,
and in Planet Hulk, Thor is a main character. They do run into each other in the gladiator ring.
Oh, okay.
And you meet the only other being in all of the Marvel universe who can lift Thor's hammer at will.
Who?
I can't remember his name.
Well, fuck me,
he
Adam.
He looks like a fucking moose. Hold on. Please give me one
is
second.
Is it the Bendu?
The Bendu? What the... Yeah. What, I don't know what a Bendu is.
He's from Star Wars Rebels. He's the Bendu. He's the...
Oh, my
he's
God.
The,
yeah,
he's
no.
The moose.
No, he... Well, maybe. could be. Could be, right?
Yeah.
Marvel.
It's all Disney. Coming together, baby. It's all
Star
coming
Wars,
together.
Right? It makes so much sense.
Have you
it
seen
so
the much... shit that Apple might buy Disney?
What?
It's like a rumor that's being floated again that Apple is
what?
Considering buying Disney. Insanity to me. Insanity.
Oh, no. I'm Googling this.
So my biggest thing with...
Beta Thor. Ray Bill.
Oh, okay. I did know that. Because,
yes.
Only because, as brought up in previous topics... I sometimes go on, I follow those little stupid things on Facebook, that Screen Rant, right?
Yes.
And one of the lists was characters who have lifted Mjolnir before.
Yes.
And yes. And who a character who's lifted them twice, Captain America. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh my gosh.
Just like the Red Ranger is the best
Ranger. That's a, no, no. And also, that cutout of those clips is... Perfect.
Was that not some of my best work ever? Like,
that was great.
I fucking cut that
you
up
should
and I was
be
like,
fucking proud of that.
I was
shit.
Like, God, I'm enjoying watching this and I was there.
And,
like,
and you can just loop it and you're like, man, this is going
to
be great.
Just watching us just fucking like watching wait for you to react and you're like losing your mind.
Oh my God.
And then at the end, I'm Fuck that shit down.
I'm done. Oh my God.
I've got so much shit about that at work. But right. Yeah, like people keep going, you know, the Green Ranger is the best ranger, right?
You remember?
Fake news!
I'll tell you what. Let's go back in time. You remember TGRG Retreat? You thought you were going to come in here and you were going to propagate your fucking bullshit about fast food. And I enlisted the help of the gospel and the fine folks at home. And I said, Wendy's.
Oh, God damn it.
Is the fucking shit. And you thought, you were like, fuck that. Everybody's going to hear Adam say that. And they're going to be like, no.
It's true.
I'll tell you what. I found my fucking disciples.
Yeah, I know, right?
In that
fucking
one week.
Insanity. Man. Insanity. Dipping the fries in the fucking.
Oh, and it's great.
What are you, a homeless
there
person?
Was that, and there was not, you like, you couldn't run from it. Like, people were posting fucking pictures and videos and factoids. About Wendy's and Frosties and French fries.
I just want you to know I'm gonna edit
all
this
over
whole
your
thing.
Shit. It was great.
It's just gonna be a like clip of fast guys or like five guys going over this. Like
fuck you.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news. Okay, so like the only takeaway I have multiple confessions to make here. I have not watched. This is the third Thor movie, right?
Yes.
I've not watched the either of the other two.
What?
I know.
Okay, so I have not watched the second one. I've got it, but I do have to. I do have to preface this whole conversation with I am not watching fucking movies.
Right.
I have
like,
not
you,
been
and
watching.
You don't like movies in general. Like
no. Yeah. I don't like movies, I don't like movies.
And I don't like them. Did you have another point?
Nope. I was just going to say that for the next 35 minutes. But thank you for breaking me out of my loop. This is the issue. I don't.
That's going to be what I clip for the beginning of this.
Yeah.
I don't like movies, and I don't like them.
I don't like them. Perfect. And I don't like them.
Perfect. That's good.
But there are way too many fucking movies coming out.
Yeah.
So, like, I literally can't. I can't even enjoy it because, like, it used to be, like, this event. I'd be like, oh, fuck, I've been waiting for this Avengers movie. I've been watching the fucking, like, only four movies.
Yeah.
That were leading up to it. Only four fucking movies. And now since Avengers, it's all spiderweb.
Yeah.
And, like, I just can't, I cannot bring myself to go to the, I can't, for, I, fuck you. I'm not going to the theater. I'm not spending $1.5 million for some fucking tickets and some fucking popcorn and a soda.
Popcorn.
I know. It's so good. I know it's so good, Mike, but it's got to be worth it.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's the only reason, Mike. That's the only reason that, like, so I am completely off of my Marvel game. I am off of the... I'm not off the Marvel bandwagon.
Right.
Like, hold on. Like, everybody just chill out, right? But...
Everybody was starting to burn their pictures of Wendy's fries. piles of it, and they were throwing Vaseline on it.
Fuck Adam and his thoughts! So I can only partake in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't started spiderwebbing.
Yeah.
One day it will.
Oh, it will. Yep, the anthologies are just going to get...
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, like... This is like the lead up to Avengers for me, right? Like I know what movies I'm gonna go, and I'm just gonna go once a year to the movies to see this particular movie, and it's gonna be great. I very rarely find a movie that like I think is worth the money.
This ratchet ass bitch out here with the no shoes and her fucking.
There's something going on. Do you see how there's like piles of garbage?
Yes.
Okay. So. These piles of garbage they haven't been here like forever, but like they keep changing. So like there's a bunch of garbage on the side of the street across from my house. Garbage comes on Friday, they come and they pick it up. But by the time I come home on Friday,
there's more
garbage and it's different. It's not like the garbage people were like, it's gotta be in a fucking can, so I'm not taking it. You know what I mean? Because they could be dicks like that.
Yeah, no, you could.
But they weren't doing that. Because it's changed. Every week for the last 2 or 3 weeks, there's been different garbage.
fucking weird as shit, man.
Fucking weird as shit.
Goddamn Twilight Zone over there. Okay, so this is my my thing on all of this, like, because like I said, there's a ton more coming, right?
Yes.
And like you said, it's getting hard because it's so diluted.
Yes.
And so I don't love everything.
Right.
But I do love the story.
Yes.
So my thing is, like, so people keep getting shocked, right? That they'll mention a Marvel movie to me, and they're like, oh, like, you know, and I'm like, no, I didn't watch that. I didn't see that one. And what?
Yeah.
So there are, and I'll break this into two different things. There are things that I will watch because I want to know what's going on, and like I genuinely just love like those characters or that character or something, right?
Yeah.
And so that I'm gonna go with. So like Spider-Man Homecoming, I got you.
Yes,
I may not see you in theaters, but I will fucking see you.
Yes.
Because you're Spider-Man and you're my boy.
Yeah.
Captain America, all day, probably see you in theaters.
Yeah.
Just because those are tried and true and tested. Like Homecoming, and if this was Andrew Garfield Spider-Man coming out, I'd already be there.
Yep.
I'd be waiting in line because that dude fucking was nailing that role, and Sony's fucking stupid as shit.
Yep.
But I will see those characters' movies to the end of the year.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But things like Doctor Strange, mm-hmm. Thor.
Yeah.
Even Iron Fist on Netflix.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
And like, so like, I don't care about Jessica Jones or Daredevil either, but those were both such quality fucking shit that I was like, I'm going to watch these. And it's easier to consume. It's a TV show and whatever. Like, you can watch it in bite-sized portions and whatnot. But you're right. Like, there's too much out there.
But it's literally gotten to the point where I can't even do that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even do that. Like, I'm just pushing it all out of my life, right? I have realized with like my time management skills that I have recently acquired that like my time is even more valuable than I thought it was.
Yeah.
And like,
I love time management.
Fuck. No, I can't. I literally cannot.
Yeah.
Like I would rather sit and watch something that is completely mind numbing and has no plot than try to juggle 16 different things that all have a plot that tie into each other, because it's like,
quit Snapchatting me, people.
It is like fucking driving me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and so that's why, like, so like Thor, Thor, Iron Fist, fucking Doctor Strange. I think those are the ones that I haven't seen. Oh, and Iron Man 3. I never saw that.
It was awful.
But
it was awful.
But I will Wikipedia the shit out of them and like read the plot and whatever.
Yeah.
Because I still want to know the story, because I will see Avengers.
Yeah.
I will see the main storyline. I will watch those movies. And I may not see Avengers in theater. Although Infinity War, I probably will. Because like that's what we've been building to. Like this is what it is.
Yeah.
However, like I will get the context of those, but I will not watch them. So, because A, I'm maybe not interested in those characters, and like it just looks okay, right?
Yeah.
So this Thor, Ragnarok, is the first Thor that I've seen that I'm like, I don't need to be as invested in these characters, because I feel like just based on that trailer and what I've heard, I might like this.
Yes.
Holy fuck! Might be a movie.
I think you could get down with this story if it is the story that I think it is. And I haven't ever seen a Marvel movie where the story has let me down.
Yeah.
Since they have recreated and rebooted everything.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So like, and that's the real issue here. That's the real news today is. They're making amazing content.
Oh yeah.
I'm not saying that their content has been slipping down in quality or anything.
Yeah, no.
Cuz they haven't. It's just too much for me to partake in all of it.
Yeah.
Like whenever I am on a Two Guys Raging Tuesday, people want me to talk about the latest fucking superhero movie and I'm like, I didn't even know
that was coming.
I didn't even know Doctor Strange launched the weekend that it launched.
Yeah.
Like, at all. So
coming up, to add to your craziness, I just have a list here that I'm going to read off for everybody. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
Is that this year?
Yep, May 5th. Coming soon.
That's
coming next. Fate of the Furious just came out, which I realize does not fall into like necessarily the nerdiest shit in the world, but it's fucking amazing.
It's pretty nerdy.
I love Fate of the Furious.
Yeah.
I love Fast and Furious. You know why, Adam?
Why?
Because it's not about cars. You know what it's about?
What's it about?
It's about family.
Yes.
Can I get a hell yes?
Hell yes.
Thank you.
Not nearly as enthusiastic as yours.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Okay, and then we have Divergent, the final Divergent movie coming out, which, like...
Whoa.
Here's what I'll say about that. They split the last one into two movies, which they didn't need to do. Shocker. You don't have to watch the movies. The movies are good. Like, they're good. They're decent movies. If you fucking have not read the Divergent series yet, though, you're a fucking retard. That's what I have to say about that.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
You know I don't read.
Then we have Wonder Woman.
Stop sub
coming out. That was very, very unsub.
Yes.
Right on the surface, actually.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman coming out June 23rd. Yay or nay?
No.
And this isn't like, are you like, gonna I see it? Like, do you think it's gonna be good?
Oh, that's the question.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I guess. It's still enough. I guess. Yeah.
And not because it's DC, just because, like, everything I've seen about it, like, you know what it's gonna be? It's going to be as good as the first Captain America. That's what it's going to be.
Oh,
Yep, that's exactly what it is. And, like,
I hate that movie.
Yeah, I love fucking Captain America, and I will struggle through the first movie only because I love Captain America. So, like, there will be people who love Wonder Woman, and they will struggle through this movie to call it good, but it's not going to
do it. Yeah. Don't ever sell yourself short like that.
This is great. This Transformers 5, June 23rd.
Ew.
Like it or not, we're getting a lot more Transformers in the next few years.
Oh, good. Oh, perfect.
Followed by a low-budget Bumblebee solo movie coming out. Oh,
ew,
great.
Ew, great. Why? Why?
I don't know.
Why does Bumblebee... I don't even know. I literally haven't seen... I haven't seen a Transformers movie since, like... Well, okay, I watched the one where they fight in the library. It's like the
Dark of the Moon?
Yeah, but I only watched that because we were really day drunk one time, and you just threw it on and we fell asleep.
Oh, wait, no, that's Rise of the Fallen or whatever the fuck. That was number two.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, because Megan Fox is still in that one.
Yeah, yes. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not in the third one. It's Shia LaBeouf still made it, but...
Okay.
She didn't make the cut.
Yeah. Well, yeah, bummer. But I literally...
I don't think he was sad about that.
I literally could not bring myself to watch that. So, like, I don't even know if Bumblebee can talk.
I don't think so. Well, I don't know. Like, at one point his voice was fine, but then in the newest one it wasn't. So, like, I was getting day drunk by myself, I think, and I watched... It was on Netflix, the one with Mark Wahlberg where he's, you know... Hey, you're the fucking Transformer!
Hey, there's a Transformer in my...
I think he's a Transformer! Garage.
In my big barn!
Yeah. I watched that one.
Yeah.
And I think he couldn't talk again. Bumblebee couldn't talk again in that one.
I just don't understand.
No, these movies are fucking terrible.
They're fucking garbage. And, like,
I love Transformers. No, stop. Just stop. Spider-Man, this is called the Spider-Man reboot. That's how they have it listed here.
Oh.
Spider-Man Homecoming coming July 23rd, July 7th.
That looks really odd.
It does look odd. I'm concerned. Yeah. I have some concerns.
Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man was so good.
Yes.
And, like, everybody who says that it wasn't, like,
go to hell.
They can literally, I'm letting you know, right now, what you can do is crawl through your computer monitor.
It's ring style.
My dick. Okay? Because I got no time for bullshit. Andrew Garfield was a very good Spider-Man. You guys don't know what you had until it was gone.
Yep. 100%. My dream, by the way, my fucking dream is that at the end of Spider-Man Homecoming, Andrew Garfield's in the mask at the end of it, and it's like the Clone Saga or the Multiverse or something.
Secret
and
Wars?
That would be fucking phenomenal! you imagine the drop of that?
That
they kept that a secret?
I've got Goosebumps yeah, saying that.
That'd be fucking insane.
That would be fucking.
And like, and then like,
well, because you know this is only it's only a 2-movie agreement at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like, yeah, there's gonna be some crossplay. Like, the MCU has to have some people in Sony's shit now. And yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay, so that's July 7th. I'm like tempted about that, but I'm hoping for good things.
Oh yeah.
War of the Planet of the Apes. I have not seen any of these movies except the first one.
I watched the first one.
I loved it.
It was good.
Yep.
I watched the second one. It was different, for sure.
I assume they're all good. Like,
yeah, I mean, they're so different.
Yeah.
Like, I like what they, because I was a huge fan of the like classic like old ones.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
And like,
yeah,
and like they're yeah, and like, don't get me wrong, they're fucking stupid and like the fucking weird like, the weird monkeys like kissing when they kiss, yeah, and they just bump their puppet heads. It fucking freaks me out, but it's good for being the kind of movie it is. They took a really serious turn.
Yes, these movies are not. Yeah,
and like the second one, like I really liked the dynamic. You really got to know the apes. It was pretty cool. Like
meet Mr. Rogers.
Over yeah, there. Yeah. It was really good.
So that's July 14th. Kind of excited about that, but I like unless all of these come to Netflix or something, I won't see them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Valerian and City of a Thousand Planets.
What?
So this is a book.
Oh God, here we go.
But here's I have never read it.
Book.
Never read yeah, it. Saw yeah, Fate of the Furious the other day.
Okay.
And this was a preview, and I couldn't take my eyes off of the fucking screen. I was just like, what is happening?
Is it just,
like,
is it
super CGI, like over the top, like intentionally CGI, like fucking insanity, and okay, like just like there's Beatles music playing in the background, and it's just fucking intense as shit. And
is like, it like visual?
Very visual, a very very visual like medium. I think actually Valerian and City of a Thousand Planets is actually a comic book series or like a, whatever the adult version of those are called. What do you call comic
graphic
books?
Novel?
Yes, a graphic novel. It's a graphic novel. It's like comic books for yeah, adults. When we, like you, but I don't read comics. I read graphic novels.
Yeah, right.
It's a novel with pictures and some words. Also known as a fucking comic book.
Yeah.
So this is something that. So this is what concerns me about this. I'll have to look up the thing after this, and I'll show you the video.
Yes.
But July 21st is when this is coming out. That's not that far away, and this is the first advertising I've seen for it. That generally tells you that this is not going to be good.
Yeah, like, so when I think of a movie, when I think of a preview, like something nerdy that was a book that, like, I didn't know about until very late, was Ender's Game.
Yep. Yep, same thing. Same thing.
Like, because yeah, that movie looked fucking sick.
Yeah.
I actually watched it. It was awful.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, feel like this is probably going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably going to be awful.
But it's
going to
have its audience.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just like Ender's Game did.
Right.
The people who yeah, read that book, they were probably like, yeah, Ender's Game, that's really cool. He's 13. He's really strategic.
Man.
Fuck it. Fuck off. Nobody wants to watch. Nobody fucking. If I wanted to watch a movie about some fucking nerdy bastard who was like just fucking really smart, I'd watch Rain Man. I don't need your fucking Ender's Game bullshit.
November 3rd, Thor Ragnarok. And what they have here as a description is Thor, The Dark World was a huge disappointment. But Ragnarok already looks to be much better. Mark Ruffalo Hulk is joining Thor in what has been described as a road movie. The whole buddy cop thing that they've got going on.
Oh, whole,
like,
okay.
That whole dynamic in the teaser trailer when he's like, I know him from work!
Yeah,
I know him.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck! Like,
yeah.
That, to me, like, that sold me on that. And like,
well, and like, okay, so the only Thor movie that I, well, okay, I guess I, at one time I did sit in a room while Dark World was playing.
Okay.
But I didn't watch it. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Okay.
Because it, like, just disinterested
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Because, like, the really kitschy thing about Thor is that he's a god who lives on Earth with people. And, like, he doesn't understand why it's weird
yeah,
that he speaks in these expletives.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah, yeah,
and it's just, like, really, like, official or not official, or like doesn't understand the culture, right?
Yeah.
you're watching a fish out of water, and that's fucking, that's what's so funny about Thor.
Yeah.
And cool. So when you give me Dark World and it all just happens in Asgard and fucking like you're dealing with Loki and fucking weird shit, like I don't care about any of that. I don't care about any of that. I want you to take me back to the first one when he's like, he's in a diner and he's sitting at a table with like the two scientist people or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, takes a drink of his coffee and he's like, oh, this is so good. And he slams it on the ground. I'll have another! And it's like, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, so don't tell me the story about like where he fits in.
So, you heard her.
Yes.
She asked us to discuss this a little bit, right?
Okay.
And
yeah.
So, like, I don't want to do a whole topic or a whole another video about this. I actually might break this up into a couple videos, depending, because we'll like see. We're hitting on some good stuff here. But Thor Ragnarok, she asked the influence from Guardians of the Galaxy on what we've seen of Thor Ragnarok so far. Mm-hmm. So I cannot speak super intelligently on this because I have not seen Guardians of the Galaxy. It's another movie that, like, but it plays into that same thing, right? Like, I didn't know, like, it didn't look like it was going to be good enough that I, like, oh, I have to see this.
Well, okay, so imagine this, right? Because, okay, so this is the problem with your logic, okay? And, you know what? We can sit here all day, I'll poke holes in your logic, bud. But this is the issue, right? So, the reason I love Guardians of the Galaxy, and I know that this is going to change very, very rapidly and very soon, but the reason I love Guardians of the Galaxy is because it operates on a different realm than any other movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I don't have to partake in
all the other shit.
Right?
Yeah.
And so when I got into that, I was like, damn, I am into this.
Right.
This is fucking cool. You know?
So I feel like I'm gonna jump into Guardians.
Yeah, you should at least watch the first.
Yeah, yeah. And then I love, like, this is really stupid, but I love that it's not Guardians of the Galaxy 2, it's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I don't know why, but that fucking hits a chord with me, and I'm like, these guys know what they're doing.
Like, there's something really cool. So, like, Guardians of the Galaxy is this experience. Like, you go in, you don't know, you don't really know these characters. People who are now revisionists and say that, like, oh, well, Guardians of the Galaxy, don't you know that was always a...
Yeah.
Like, fuck off. No, you didn't.
I love Rocket Raccoon.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you.
You may have seen them on, like, a History of Marvel thing or, like, run into a couple of copies in, like, your...
It's like
your
dad getting basement. Into the Inhumans, like, now. They're like, oh, yeah.
No, you didn't. They like, they're very niche and very small, and, like, there may be a dedicated fan base, but, like...
Yeah.
You're not
fuck
one
you.
Of them.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't really know the characters, and the story is told to you from the perspective of Chris Pratt's character for the most part, and, like, it's accompanied with this amazing mixtape that he has with him on his journey, and it's a mixtape that he got from his mother. And so this Volume 2 for me is, like, Volume 2 mixtape.
Gotcha.
And so it plays to all these really cool, like, very, like, retro style things that people really love about like the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And so,
yes,
what he said. So that to me is where, like, I can't speak intelligently really about how Guardians has influenced Thor, except for that 80s vibe. That's what I got when I saw that Thor trailer. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Wow, whatever they did with Guardians of the Galaxy, that, like, whole, like, 80s fucking, like, theme.
Right.
And vibe that you got from that, I got that with Thor.
Yeah.
Like, fucking immediately. And then I was watching the morning show the other day, and they fucking said the same thing. And I was like, yeah, that. What he's saying.
Yeah.
And, like, that is where I feel the influence. Like, they realized something there worked really well. And then I think they also, like... They because So Marvel's got this really cool thing going on where, like, they have the main line, right, that they have to, like, hold true to.
Yeah.
But then you have offshoots like Guardians and fucking Inhumans and this Netflix stuff where you can go really serious or you can be very funny. And it doesn't really matter because if that, if fucking Guardians had tanked, yeah, no big deal. We won't do that again. We'll try something else with these other 7,000 characters we have, and we can just keep trying things out. I think what they learned was they did Guardians. Hey, this was kind of like, it was funny and kind of stupid.
Yeah,
and people liked it.
Well, and like it's funny, stupid, and kind of serious. It's playing into like it's kind of
I'm not gonna do that.
It's kind of cool because it's like dopey. Like, oh my god, it's so funny that this gang of misfits
is fucking working it out.
Yeah, yeah, right, and like fixing the problems of the universe.
Yeah.
Like that's funny, and like it's. I'm so glad that, like, I really hope that Thor is that kind of movie, because when I talk about Thor in the diner, that is the story I tell to people when I say, like, you need to watch Thor.
Yeah.
Maybe not Dark World, but
that was
like
a really good impersonation, by the way.
Yeah, right, yeah. but it's because I love that scene.
Yeah.
Like, I watched that, and I had to rewatch it immediately, because I was like, that is fucking hilarious.
And I think that, so like Chris Hemsworth, apparently this has been, I've read this in speculative internet, that like he has been asking for Thor's character to be a little bit funnier because he enjoys comedy. Like Chris Hemsworth is like a funny guy apparently, and like he likes doing that. And he was like, can't we make Thor a little bit funnier? And I feel like between him pushing and then Guardian's success, now we're going to see
And the failure of that second movie.
Yes. Yes.
Really, like, it propelled them to, like, be like, oh, what people liked was the fish out of water. So let's put him in a fish out of water scenario.
And so we're going to do that in Thor
and
Ragnarok.
And, like, when you look at, like, the title card for Thor Ragnarok, it's like those neon lights.
Yep.
It's like that pink and blue.
Yep. Yep.
And, like, that immediately pulls you out of any preconceived notion you have of Thor.
Yep.
Because it is no longer, like, Thor in this big, like, ivory letter made out of stone.
Right.
It's like these neon lights, and it's fucking funny.
Yeah, and it's the quick, fucking
and it's like,
the immigrant song is playing in the back.
Yeah, yes. Oh, my God.
The land of the essence.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah. That was fucking great. Okay, last two to wrap this up.
Last two things.
We don't need to talk too long about these. Justice League Part 1, November 17th.
No. Never. Never in my life.
So you're a no. I will see it on Netflix. I will watch it on Netflix.
I can't. I won't.
I will.
Unless... okay, so I won't because I can't sink that much time into something that I feel like I'm not gonna get into.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a movie. But if you were to tell me, hey, I caught this on Netflix, you'd have to tell me it's really fucking good.
Yeah.
For me to be like, okay, I'll try. If you were like, I watched it on Netflix and it's not nearly as bad as we thought it was, especially for free, I'd be like, well, that sounds like I'm not going to get my money's worth.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, Netflix is what brought me kind of back into the Avengers fold. Because
of Avengers 2.
Yeah, like Avengers 2, I was like, I guess I'm not going to see that. Like, people like are fucking trashing it and like, yeah, whatever.
Well, and that partnership between Marvel and Netflix has been getting Marvel movies to Netflix a little bit faster.
Yeah.
And it's been like fucking awesome.
And when it came out on there, I was like, I'll watch it. Then I fucking watched it and I was like, I like this better than one.
Yeah.
Like, this had a more cohesive story. At least, like it made more sense. We're, like, play for play. I was like, yeah, no, I can see why you, like, this event happened, and then they did this, and then this, and this, and this. I was like, all that makes sense. It's not like, hey, we captured Loki and put him in the Hulk tank, but he tricked us.
Yeah.
Like, Loki wanted to get captured for no reason.
Right.
Just because we needed to have
a blade into his hand with all his puppets.
But he got nothing for it. It wasn't like he got on the airship and stole something or he did it to create the Hulk. And it was like, but then they lost the Hulk and so it didn't matter. So like, it wasn't like he did it to get the Hulk to go destroy a city or something. Like, none of that made sense. Anyways, so Justice League Part 1, I'll see it on Netflix. Not going to go see it. I like the trailer so far. Like, the trailer was, like, it had the right amount of humor and action looking shit for me, but, like, we'll see. I don't trust DC, like, as far as I can. I trust DC less then I trust the fact that I could make this into that very full garbage can right there, and we all
not even if I can.
And then we will round out the year with Star Wars Episode 8, which God knows is going to be amazing. Like, that's a foregone conclusion.
It's got to be.
The new teaser trailer looks fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it
does. Just fucking phenomenal.
Who's speaking in
that? Luke.
Is that
it's Luke? Yep, it's Luke. And so he's telling Rey to breathe.
It's like a meditative state.
Yeah, like, and like fuck it, yeah. It opens like very similarly to how episode 7's trailer opened too, right? Like
her where it's fucking, like fucking like
yeah, like
oh
like,
yeah, I remember
when remember fucking, and jumped
and
up
and jumps up like, and you're like
yeah, it was like what the are fuck you happening right now?
Yeah. Yeah,
and same thing, like Rey's like fucking hand comes up and you're she's ah! And I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, like, what's happening. Going yeah. on?
Very, very cool. There's some like very, very detailed stuff in there too. Like you can cut up and like I follow the Stupendous Wave on YouTube and like he's done he's analyzed the thing and done like slow-mo and shit and like you can hear Vader's breath and like Obi-Wan talking and like all this shit and I'm like, I can't fucking wait.
Oh, anyways.
So I like that will wrap up the year.
So good.
Super excited for that. I really do feel like 2017 is the year of the nerd. There's gonna be more video games coming out. I cannot wait. I'm just super stoked for all these things and like the build up to Infinity War for next year. I think it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. And I'm super excited. I can't wait to see what comes out of Comic-Con and the shit that we'll hear from that. I'm trying to put together next year to get maybe me, you, and Rod to go to Star Wars Celebration. It occurs like right now, and like that would be so exciting. Like I would love, like I would rather go to that than Comic-Con. Like because like what? Like I love all.
Yeah, like
Comic-Con, I like the diversity of Comic-Con, but like I want Star Wars.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So talking about that, Rodney's scared about the heat, but I was like, but it's like in fucking April, so it'll be all right.
Yeah,
maybe. Because
he is pretty fair skinned.
Yeah. Well, these.
Yeah, that's
these lights are giving me a tan. All right, guys, if you like that, you like the shit we talk about, if you love nerd culture, pop culture, all this bullshit,
you can
click on, there should be like a button like right here-ish. Yeah. Hit that. You'll subscribe to us. It's a little TGRG symbol. Hit that. There's also probably another video playing like right in this general range, right here. Click on that. You can follow along. Subscribe to us. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube. Head over to patreon.com/twoguysraging. Throw us a couple bucks. You can get the Harry Potter series, Muggles at Large.
Muggles at Large.
Coming right at you.
That was
where we discussed. Yeah, it was the shit. I love those. More and more content coming to you guys. But this shit ain't cheap. It takes up our time and energy. So make sure to follow us. You can follow us on Tuesdays with Two Guys Raging Tuesdays. Thursdays, you have the Rage of the Day. And then you can also follow us on Instagram at TGRG...
2123. Add something else. Yeah. Like,
I'm just going to fucking fill this screen with all kinds of shit. Thanks so much, you guys, and we will catch you on the next one. Ah, shit! Ow!